USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a very somber Christmas in Bethlehem as war rages nearby in Gaza. All of the traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have been canceled as the Israel-Hamas war rages on. Manger Square stands empty under the watchful eye of security forces. Residents of Jesus' biblical birthplace say sadness has replaced joy in the small town, which is normally bustling this time of year. The Biden administration in the U.S. continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in the country.
The war between Israel and Hamas has led to a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco joins ABC's This Week and says the United States is facing what she calls a very challenging threat environment.
We have seen a significant uptick in threats of violence and violence, particularly directed at the Jewish community.
The latest incident saw a Starbucks and a Walgreens in Oakland, California vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti and broken windows. I'm Tim Berg.
Some areas in the central U.S. are experiencing a white Christmas as a storm formed on Saturday brought wintry conditions to several states. Forecasters anticipated snow accumulations ranging from 1 to 3 inches, covering regions from western New Mexico and the higher elevations of central Utah to Nebraska, the Dakotas, and northwestern Minnesota. In the Colorado Mountains, snowfall was expected to reach depths of over a foot. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays. Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing numbers of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
President Biden heading out of town to ring in the new year. It'll be a warmer place than D.C. where he won't have to deal with sinking poll numbers. USA's Laura Winter says Biden's approval rating in the latest New York Times Siena poll is at 39%.
President Biden leaving his troubles behind and heading to St. Croix Wednesday to spend New Year's with wife Jill in the Caribbean. The trip, as thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to flood our southern border, with people on the terrorist watch list caught trying to come into our country. Then there's the war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza, and Biden's sinking poll numbers. Biden will start 2024 with a lower approval rating than any of his seven predecessors at this point in their first term. I'm Laura Winters.
The Biden administration is seeking Congress's assistance in addressing the immigration case backlog at the Justice Department. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, speaking on ABC's This Week, highlighted the shortage of immigration judges and noted that the latest White House budget request includes a plea for additional funding to hire more judges. The Powerball jackpot is nearing $640 million for the Christmas Day drawing, with lottery officials noting an estimated cash value of $321 million. Christmas Day has historically seen only three Powerball jackpots won. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.